you walk as a blessing on the earth, no longer as a burden. And everything and everybody loves you for that. Even nature, you will feel nature, trees, flowers, love your presence. It's almost as if their very being moved a little bit towards you, because within the totality, where there's no separation between this and that, when you see beauty without mind, it's a self-recognition, consciousness. The flower, which is an expression of consciousness, recognizes its own beauty through you. It's not you. So even nature finds fulfillment through that. It knows itself through you, what looks like you. And yet, it's all that is form. The eternal is underneath the forms. This very moment, what are the ingredients of this moment? The voice, your perception of the voice, the totality of this space, people, flowers, lights, sense perceptions, all things. Okay, that's good. There's also the silence. That's even better. And to acknowledge the silence, oh, listen to it. Alert presence. That's the arising of stillness. Silence is helpful. Ultimately, you don't need it. Stillness doesn't depend on external silence, but it's a good, it's helpful to listen to silence. And it's only the stillness in you that can even be aware of silence. If your mind were very noisy sitting here, silence would be meaningless, a concept. The moment you listen to silence, a stillness arises. Through the stillness, you become aware of silence. So it's within and without. And then the realization, it's always within. It may not always be without. But that dimension of consciousness is always there. And then it may arise at the most unsuspected times. You may find yourself in the middle of a noisy situation at work, little me's fighting. And suddenly, silence arises and you're watching without condemnation, without interpretation. Watch. And then perhaps some words arise. You say something very different. Anything that arises out of your inner stillness has a very different quality. Even if it becomes words, it always has some of that stillness, the place from where it came, it still has a fragrance of that, a freshness and a newness, and perhaps you say something and it's come out of the stillness. completely different dimension of consciousness is coming. Love, basically, beyond what the ego thinks love is. We've been speaking about that which cannot be spoken of for quite a long time. Life is full of paradox. Basically, we have moved beyond time more deeply into the now. It looks, according to the clock, as if we've been sitting here for 1.5 or 1.75 hours, but this wasn't really like that. One deep moment, timeless, the timeless dimension of consciousness is coming. And that looks like an event in time, but you have to accept certain paradoxes. That's how it is. Let's acknowledge the silence without, through the stillness within. And now meet everything, everybody, through the stillness. Bring the stillness. Be it, because you are it. That is the dimension of the sacred.